From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont Tuesday proclaimed he had a mandate to declare independence following an October 1st referendum, but stunned supporters by calling a suspension in order to hold talks with Madrid.
Arribats en aquest moment històric,
he said, we've reached this historical moment and the referendum's results point to a mandate to declare an independent republic. But he also said compromise is necessary. Puigdemont has been under intense international pressure to avoid an independence declaration. Spain's deputy prime minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, said the referendum was illegal and accused Puigdemont of creating tension and uncertainty. She said any talks must take place within the law. The Spanish government is set to meet Wednesday to discuss its next course of action. Atlantic Council's Spanish analyst Carles Castillo said he's bewildered by the Catalan leader's words and deeds.
When you've gathered such momentum, stopping short of declaring independence felt underwhelming for a lot of the pro-independence movements and very confusing, honestly, because then they went ahead and signed the Declaration of Independence anyways.
More than 40% of Catalans took part in this month's referendum, with 90% voting for independence. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga has withdrawn from the court-ordered presidential election rerun October 26, insisting a lack of reform at the country's election commission will result in another fraudulent vote.
The commission CEO was the coup plotter in chief, and his litany of senior secretariat staff continue to dominate the operations of the commission and stifle any attempt to initiate reforms at the commission.
The August 8 vote, won by Mr. Kenyatta, was declared null and void by the Supreme Court because of widespread irregularities. This is